MP Todd Doherty presented formal recognition from King Charles III to people from Prince George who have done good work for their community and for the country on Sunday, March 9. The ceremony was held at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel. Similar presentations have been held across Canada. The King Charles III Coronation Medal commemorates the coronation of His Majesty King Charles III as King of Canada. Administered by the Chancellery of Honours at Rideau Hall, the medal honours those who have made significant contributions to Canada or have achieved outstanding accomplishments that bring credit to the country. Recipients. This is a list of Prince George recipients, along with the remarks Doherty delivered at the presentation. Ellen, Honey, Alexander Affleck. Honey's extensive volunteer history includes time with the Royal Canadian Legion in Quesnel, fundraising for the Anglican Church Parish Council, the Better at Home program, in-home help for seniors, and more. She is the president of the Friends of the Quesnel Museum, chair of the Museum Commission, a member of the Wells Historical Society, a director for the North Caribou Seniors Council, and a Quesnel School District trustee. Honey has also been awarded the Order of Eastern Star as a worthy matron 3 times. Renzo Berra. Renzo is the founder of the Prince George Secondary School Hockey Program, which provides opportunities for vulnerable, at-risk, and special needs students to be part of a larger community and develop skills to become active, contributing members of society. He secured ongoing sponsorship from the NHL Players Association for students who didn't have equipment and obtained funding and maintenance from generous community members for 3 buses to transport students to and from the rink. Renzo also started and coordinated SAT exams for Prince George students wanting to attend university in the U.S., eliminating the need for them to travel far from home. Renzo has been a dedicated hockey coach at all levels, from minor hockey to the BCHL, as well as in school sports such as tennis, soccer, and hockey. Monica Berra. As an educator and lifelong learner, Monica has led and designed strategies to support innovative learning models and opportunities for all learners. In 1985, she began as a segregated special education teacher with 5 students, providing voice and actions dedicated to moving the educational system to a fully integrated opportunity for all students. She continued this work as an AMI board member, supporting the closure of institutions in BC and supporting residents back into our community. She was at the provincial and national table, transitioning school libraries to learning commons. During this time, she had the privilege of learning, working, and presenting with Leona Prince provincially, nationally, and internationally, focusing on the importance of culturally responsive resources in their commitment to truth and reconciliation. Monica is currently the principal of Feeding Futures in School District 57 Prince George, continuing her 40-year career in education with her unwavering commitment to equity, diversity, inclusion, and belonging. John Brink. John A. Brink is a trailblazing Canadian entrepreneur and business leader whose career exemplifies resilience, innovation, and determination. As the founder and CEO of Brink Group of Companies, which is celebrating its 50th year in operation, John has revolutionized the wood remanufacturing sector with his commitment to quality and sustainability. Beyond his business acumen, John is a devoted philanthropist and champion of community engagement. Whether advancing sustainable forestry practices or inspiring the next generation, John continues to leave an enduring impact on Canada's business landscape. Roy Lloyd Call. For 40 years, Roy was involved in British Columbia as a rodeo stock contractor. His lengthy commitment to promoting the Western way of life and improving the skills of young rodeo contestants was a driving force in his life. His business helped new rodeos get started, allowing the sport and lifestyle to be seen in non-traditional markets. Roy was a founding member of the Williams Lake Indoor Rodeo and helped plan and produce rodeos across the province, from Fort Nelson to Victoria and from Kitimat to Cranbrook. Roy also coached minor hockey for over 20 years, with his most cherished moment being a provincial championship on home ice with his daughter's U18 team. Sports remain a central part of Roy's family, and he will continue working to make his community one of the best places to live in Canada. Terry Kapnerhurst. Terry is one of the longest-serving volunteers with the 108-mile Volunteer Fire Department, with 38 years of dedicated service to the community. During the wildfires of 2017, when the 108 community was evacuated, Terry remained behind to help fellow volunteers protect the community, demonstrating his leadership and commitment. His 8 years as a leader with the Junior Forest Wardens showed his dedication to youth development and set an example for them as they grew into responsible adults. Terry is a tireless volunteer in the 108 community, working to make it a better place to live, work, and play. Catherine Carlson. Catherine volunteers as the Team Rubicon Canada membership lead for Northern BC and has provided support for COVID relief in Thunder Bay, Aunt. Assisted with flood resilience for communities in Canham Lake and McBride, BC, and conducted recon support after the wildfires in Lytton, BC. She provides support for the BC Heritage Emergency Response Network with the Prince George Nechako Rotary Club. Catherine was recently nominated to the executive of the Prince George Royal Canadian Legion Chapter 43 and sits on the Remembrance Day Ceremony Planning Committee, coordinating traffic management and safety during Remembrance Day ceremonies in Prince George. Scott James Casey. Scott Casey served with the Canadian Armed Forces from 1986 to 1994, including participating in the overseas peacekeeping mission Operation Harmony in the former Yugoslavia. For more than 25 years, he has advocated for mental wellness in military, veteran, and first responder communities across Canada, providing insight, guidance, and forward-thinking support through peer support, speaking engagements, and organizing international and national not-for-profits. Scott founded the Rolling Barrage PTSD Foundation, a cross-Canada event that raises awareness of mental health issues among serving CAF members, veterans, first responders, and their families. The foundation has been operating successfully for 8 years. Carrie Chard. Carrie is a dedicated volunteer with the Barkerville Heritage Trust, currently serving as the general manager of the historic town of Barkerville. During the 2024 wildfires that threatened the town, Carrie remained behind, risking her safety to help save Barkerville. She stood her ground and provided leadership to the firefighters battling the flames. Carrie also volunteers with the local Friends of Barkerville, is a volunteer firefighter in Barkerville, and served as fire chief of the nearby community of Wells for many years. Michael Davis. Over the years, Mike has held many roles, each marked by a commitment to making a positive impact in the community. As one of the first basketball alumni of UNBC, Mike has supported UNBC athletics for 20 years, providing funding to student athletes and ensuring they have the resources to excel both academically and athletically. Mike has also raised awareness and support for mental health challenges. As regional vice president of ICBA, he champions programs that offer construction and industry workers access to mental health resources, making a tangible difference in their lives. Mike is also a successful small business entrepreneur, having built a thriving business with his wife by investing in their local community. Eric DePinal. Unfortunately, Eric was unable to join us today, but his wife, Layla, and daughter, Amora, are here to accept the award on his behalf. In his civilian career, Eric is a director with the City of Prince George, providing leadership in fire protection, emergency management, police support services, bylaw enforcement, communications, and intergovernmental relations. Eric served in the Army Reserve for nearly 12 years, earning distinction as the top candidate during his infantry officer trade training. A highlight of Eric's time in uniform was representing Canada during the 2017 centennial commemoration of Vimy Ridge, where he was inspected by King Charles as one of 300 soldiers chosen to participate in the ceremonies in France. Eric continues his service and is attending military training in Alberta. Joseph Thomas Boyle Elliott. Joe is a Royal Navy veteran who was a driving force behind the National Buddy Check Coffee Program, providing peer support and networking among veterans across Canada. He is also a Canadian Ranger and member of Team Rubicon Canada. Joe is the recipient of several medals and awards, including the General Service Medal during the Gulf War, the Operational Service Medal for service in Sierra Leone, and the Queen's Golden Jubilee Medal. Donna Flood. Donna Flood is a distinguished healthcare leader with over 40 years of experience and has made a global impact. She worked with Mother Teresa's Hospice in Calcutta and addressed healthcare challenges as Director of Care in Nunavut. Donna has been instrumental in enhancing hospice palliative care in Prince George and the North, increasing the capacity of the Rotary Hospice House and creating a center of excellence where staff are trained to be experts in palliative care. Her four-decade journey reflects enduring passion and profound impact, inspiring healthcare excellence and compassion. In Prince George, Donna is also Vice President and Director for the Chamber of Commerce and recently volunteered as the Director of Volunteers for the Special Olympics. Jim Good. One of Canada's original naturalists, Jim Good has been developing Goodsir Nature Park for 35 years. A designated Canadian Botanical Conservatory, Goodsir offers 160 acres of plant exploration, featuring a national collection of species. Devoted to conservation, Jim single-handedly built Goodsir Nature Park as a hobby nature park, funding it while raising a family on a modest salary. This enormous effort has made Goodsir an educational hub in his community and one of the most remarkable botanical parks in the world. Steve Hamilton. Among his many accomplishments, Steve began the Spruce City Wildlife Association revitalization. He started as a volunteer before working his way up to director, after which he served three full terms as president. When he became a director, SCWA had 30 members. When he stepped back from his position in December 2021, membership had grown to over 200 and was still increasing. Steve has volunteered hundreds, if not thousands, of hours each year to improve fish, wildlife, and habitat in the area. He is also known for his conservation work with backcountry cleanups, which turned into a province-wide movement. In the Prince George area alone, the initiative has removed over 100,000 kilograms of garbage, more than a dozen vehicles, and thousands of pounds of recyclables. In 2023, Steve was awarded the Prince George Citizen of the Year Lifetime Achievement Award. Mike Hawes. Currently, and for the past 20 seasons, Mike has served as the general manager for the community-owned junior hockey team. He also recently retired after 33 years of service with the BC provincial government, where he worked as a youth supervisor in youth corrections with the Ministry of Children and Family Development. Logan Hedstrom. Logan Hedstrom is a Canadian Armed Forces veteran. He volunteered with veterans in the hospital and with multiple veteran advocacy groups, including OIS and Buddy Check Coffee, providing support for veterans in need. He is also a member of Team Rubicon, which supports the veteran community. Alexander Huber. Alexander's family immigrated to Canada in 1982 when he was a young boy. Much of his life was spent in agriculture, working as a dairy herdsperson and operating equipment. Starting in 2001, he began volunteering at federal, provincial, and municipal elections, serving as a director and coordinating campaign signs. He continues to be active in this role today and is proud of being part of the democratic process. For 6 years, he volunteered as president of the local Agricultural and Heritage Society, which hosts one of the largest agricultural fairs in BC, the British Columbia Northern Exhibition. His greatest achievements are his wife and three children, who live in the greatest country in the world. Judy Jackson. Judy Jackson has dedicated more than 50 years to her community. Her energy is contagious, and her loyalty is unquestionable. The spirit of the North Healthcare Foundation, the Prince George Community Foundation, the Chamber of Commerce, and the College of New Caledonia have all been profoundly impacted by Judy's association and leadership. She's respected for her keen intuition on what will move the community forward and the best way to get there. Liz Jones. During the 2010 fire season in the Caribou Regional District, Liz was a tireless volunteer with the Caribou Regional District's Emergency Social Services Group. Not only does Liz volunteer in this group, but she also acts as a leader, mentor, recruiter, and trainer for the many volunteers required to assist in emergencies. During the devastating 2017 fires in the Caribou, Liz once again led the Caribou Regional District's S Group. For her outstanding efforts during these fires, Liz was awarded the Sovereign's Medal for Volunteers in 2018. Liz continues to be a dedicated volunteer in her home community of the 108 Mile Ranch, which recently recognized her as its Citizen of the Year. She remains in her role as the S Coordinator, providing support for victims of flooding and fire year-round. Larry Knutson. Larry is a dedicated community volunteer in his community of 108 Mile Ranch. He has volunteered in nearly every organization, from junior forest wardens, where he was a leader for 8 years, to the local community association and the 108 Volunteer Fire Department. With 38 years of service with the 108 Volunteer Fire Department, he is one of the two longest-serving members of the department. During the wildfires of 2017, the 108 community was evacuated, but Larry stayed behind to defend it from the advancing fire. A true community volunteer, Larry continues to be involved, helping others and doing whatever he can to improve their lives. Soraya Litke. Soraya immigrated to Canada with her parents when she was only 2 years old. In her career, she has served as a dedicated constituency assistant for two members of parliament in the Caribou, Prince George region for nearly 20 years. Throughout this time, she has been driven by a passion for advocating on behalf of the people in her community. Her particular passion lies in matters of immigration. She has worked tirelessly to ensure that those seeking to build a new life in Canada are met with compassion, opportunity, and support. Over the years, Soraya has served as a board member for the British Columbia National Exhibition, BCNE, and has assisted in organizing charity golf tournaments to support the local Special Olympics team in Prince George. Currently, she sits on the board of Prince George for Ukraine, a group focused on providing critical support during times of need. Jennifer McGillivray. Jennifer championed Canada's first critical incident response program, CERP, for flight attendants, setting a new standard for workplace mental health in aviation. Designed to address the unique challenges of high stress and traumatic events, the program offers timely support through a peer-based model. Specially trained flight attendants provide confidential assistance, fostering trust, reducing stigma, and empowering colleagues. Through her advocacy for mental health in the aviation industry, the program supports initiatives to promote mental health awareness, stress management tools, and employee assistance programs, driving a cultural shift toward prioritizing employee well-being. This innovative program is a model for fostering resilience and compassion, prioritizing mental health in the aviation industry. Scott McWalter. Scott McWalter, based in Prince George, BC, is a distinguished two-time graduate of the University of Northern British Columbia. Known for his unwavering dedication to community service, Scott has played a pivotal role in raising millions of dollars by volunteering his time to support nonprofit organizations, special causes, fundraising events, and other community initiatives. His tireless efforts and passion for philanthropy have made him an inspiring force for positive change in his community and beyond. Kathy Madeline Polly. For the past 15 years, Kathy has served as a director and volunteer on the TELUS Community Connections Volunteer Society Board. She volunteers approximately 720 hours per year for Bernie Gould at St. Vincent de Paul Society in Prince George, baking for their Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, feed the homeless, dinners. She regularly crochets items for fundraisers at the Cordyban Cancer Lodge and donates crochet items to the hospital auxiliary. She volunteers by teaching a weekly line dance class for seniors and singing in a volunteer seniors choir that raises funds through music productions to cover expenses for senior center operations. Among many other charitable causes, Kathy has also written two books with short biographies of 250 seniors and donated all the proceeds to the Prince George Community Foundation. Doherty also had a special message to deliver to Kathy. "We are so proud of our passionately feisty, generous, and loving Grandma Kathy. She is a proactive, determined, and diligent community leader, the author of books, and is fearless about doing the right thing and giving everything she does her best effort. She, along with her husband Lino, are always welcoming and accepting, non-judgmental, and so much fun to be around. Thank you for recognizing her many efforts locally, provincially, and federally. She is so deserving of this prestigious award, the King Charles III Coronation Medal, as authorized by the Governor General of Canada. With tremendous love from your great-granddaughter, Eve, grandkids Stephen and Lisa, as well as Andy and Kathy Cole, who all took part in a brainstorming session to come up with the words you would use to describe Grandma Kathy for this family tribute. Carey Price. Many of you probably know Carey for his incredible NHL career with the Montreal Canadiens, but he's much more than that. He's one of the most powerful voices for mental health in Canada. Both during and after his NHL career, he bravely opened up about his own struggles, showing others that seeking help is a sign of strength. Through the Carey and Angela Price Foundation, he supports Indigenous youth and underserved communities, focusing on mental wellness and education. He has also worked closely with Kids Help Phone and other initiatives to ensure people get the support they need. Carey's greatest legacy isn't just his achievements on the ice. It's his philanthropy and his unwavering courage to speak up, break the stigma, and remind others that they're not alone. Alan Frederick Richmond. Alan is a recipient of the BC Telephone Leadership Award in 1995 and 1996, and the BC Telephone Brian Canfield Distinctive Leadership Award in 1996. Also in 1996, Alan was the recipient of the GTE Corporation's Distinguished Achievement Award. He was awarded 108 Mile Ranch Citizen of the Year in 1994 and won the 108 Mile Ranch Lifetime Achievement Award in 2021. Wayne G. Saluski. Wayne has a distinguished career of public service, working 30 years with the Ministry of Forests. During his time with the Provincial Wildland Fire Services, he fought fires across BC and Canada. Moreover, he has spearheaded conservation and sustainability projects provincially for the past 50 years. Wayne has also served on a number of community boards and societies, including the Nechako Kitimat Development Fund Society, the Nechako White Sturgeon Community Working Group, the Nechako Environment and Water Stewardship Society, the BC Wildlife Federation, the Artemis Gold Blackwater Project, and many more. His work has been recognized with several awards, such as the BC Forest Service Protection Branch Director's Award for Mentorship and the BC Interior Stewardship Award for Ecosystem Excellence. Rajinda Singh Sidhu. Rajinda moved to Prince George in 1995 with his family and served in the RCMP until his retirement in 2020 at the rank of Staff Sergeant. He noticed that first-generation Sikhs from Punjab were facing significant barriers and challenges in communicating with their children, as well as an increase in gang violence and crime in Indo-Canadian youth. To address these issues, Rajinda provided guidance and education to parents and encouraged the Sikh community to become involved in community volunteer programs such as the Canadian Diabetes Association and Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life. Since retiring from the RCMP, Rajinda has dedicated his spare time to learning more about post-traumatic stress disorder and helping current and former members of the RCMP advocate for their mental health. Lawrence Allen Civil. Lawrence was a volunteer leader for 6 years across Canada, the U.S., and the Bahamas with the disaster relief NGO team Rubicon Canada. He has deployed to relief efforts for Hurricane Dorian in 2019 in the Bahamas, as well as recent fires in Jasper, Alberta. He joined the Canadian Rangers in 2023 and is an active member of Buddy Check Coffee, a veteran awareness program. Trevor Blair Sprague. Trevor has been coaching in the hockey community since he was 16, for more than 30 years. For the past 15 years, he has worked with teams in the BCEHL, coaching, mentoring, and managing players and staff. He is proud of the programs he has helped create and believes that supporting young athletes in all areas of their lives, physical health, mental health, and education, has helped develop great young men and women who, in turn, contribute to their communities. Trevor couldn't have done it without an incredibly supportive family behind him, as well as the countless volunteers who help make his programs successful. Jim Therrien. Since 1990, Jim Therrien has tirelessly raised over $960,000 for the Terry Fox Foundation, aiming for his goal of $1 million. Born deaf, Jim's extraordinary dedication keeps Terry Fox's dream alive as he travels door to door through northern BC, rallying communities to support cancer research. In 1990, Jim walked across Canada to raise funds and awareness for the deaf, covering 9,917 kilometers in an inspiring journey. Today, he continues to champion the Terry Fox Foundation while also lending his support to various nonprofit organizations in his hometown of Prince George. Anita Vlasits. Captain Anita Vlasits has been an exceptional contributor to the Air Cadet program in Vanderhoof as the commanding officer of 899 Vanderhoof RCACS. She has dedicated her time and expertise to ensuring the success of the cadet program, demonstrating a commitment far beyond what is expected of her role. Beginning as a parent volunteer, she quickly recognized the value of the program and formally joined as an officer, tirelessly supporting her squadron and the wider northern BC region. Through her professionalism, dedication, and passion for youth development, Captain Anita Vlasits exemplifies the ideals of the Canadian Armed Forces. Her steadfast commitment, innovation, and leadership have left a lasting impact on her cadets, staff, and community, making her an exemplary candidate for this honor. Andre Albert Cheveny. Through grief and loss of Andre's daughter Avril Cherie Cheveny in May of 1996, Andre had a passion to give back to those in similar circumstances with families suffering childhood cancer. From the time Avril was diagnosed in April of 1994, he saw a financial area of need for families. In the past 28 years, in a very confidential manner, Andre has helped literally dozens and dozens of families in similar circumstances. He does so in a very confidential way through the Avril Cheveny Fund. He reaches out to families and offers emotional and financial help. This helps and heals families devastated with childhood cancer. This also helps Andre with the blessing of his daughter continuing to be active in the community and the world. In 1996, Andre and family, along with hundreds of Williams Lake community members and businesses, also spearheaded construction of the Avril Cheveny Memorial Playroom. This provides a 12x16-foot area in Caribou Memorial Hospital by the ER for children to play while either it be waiting siblings or patients themselves. This area continues to be a blessing in CMH. The hospital is currently having a huge upgrade to be completed in 2027, and Andre has been part of the relocating and moving of the Avril Cheveny Memorial Playroom by Interior Health. Andre has also organized huge fundraisers for Ronald McDonald House and BC Children's Hospital. Through Andre's previous global business career, managing Pioneer Log Homes of British Columbia of nearly 30 years, he used the platform to build awareness for families in need and childhood cancer. It became a very natural thing for Andre to become an ambassador not only for Williams Lake, but the whole Caribou Chilcotin and province of British Columbia through a globally recognized business. An upgrade on the Avril Cheveny Memorial Playroom in 2015 was also featured on the TV show Timber Kings, which aired 4 seasons on HGTV and networks across the globe. Eligibility and criteria. To be eligible, candidates must meet the following national criteria: have made a significant contribution to Canada or to a specific province, territory, region, or community, or have achieved an outstanding accomplishment abroad that reflects positively on Canada. Be alive on May 6, 2024. The award can be presented posthumously, provided the individual was alive on that date. In total, 30,000 medals will be awarded in the anniversary year, with 4,000 dedicated to members of the Canadian Armed Forces, CAF, Military Selection and Criteria. The military selection process is based on merit and aims to represent both regular and reserve forces, including cadet instructors and Canadian Rangers. The focus is on lower-ranking members who are essential to the CAF's operational success as the force rebuilds. Most medals will be awarded to non-commissioned members, NCMs, up to the rank of Petty Officer First Class, Warrant Officer, and officers up to the rank of Lieutenant Commander, Major. A smaller number of medals will go to higher ranks, including Chief Petty Officer Second Class, Master Warrant Officer, Chief Petty Officer First Class, Chief Warrant Officer, and Commander, Lieutenant Colonel. The Directorate of Honors and Recognition, DHNR, is responsible for administering the military allocation. Public selection and criteria. Public service employees from federal departments and agencies, including the Department of National Defense, DND, will also receive medals. Nominations will follow the criteria outlined above and reflect the diversity of each department. The Corporate Awards and Recognition Team at ADM, our CIV, will administer medal allocations within DND. More details on criteria and selection guidelines for DND employees can be found on the Defense Information Network, DIN, under CANFORGEN 063-24. Design. The medal is a 32mm circular, silver-colored piece featuring obverse. A crowned and robed effigy of His Majesty King Charles III facing right, surrounded by the inscriptions Charles III Dei Gratia Rex and Canada. Reverse. A frosted background of 13 triangular shapes evoking celebratory pennants, symbolizing Canada's provinces and territories. The Royal Cipher of Canada appears in the center, with the coronation date, 6V.2023, on the left and Vivit Rex. Long live the King. On the right, a 12mm ring passes through a small hollow ball at the top of the medal, supporting the ribbon. Ribbon. The ribbon, 32mm in width, consists of a 5mm red stripe in the center, white stripes, 2mm on each side of the red stripe, dark blue stripes, 9.5mm on each side of the white stripes, red edge stripes, 2mm. The design is identical to the British Coronation Medal ribbon, which was inspired by the ribbon of King Edward VII's Coronation Medal from 1902. Bar. There is no bar for this medal. Wearing. The medal should be worn on the left breast, suspended from the ribbon, in accordance with the Canadian Orders, Decorations and Medals Directive. It will be positioned after the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal and before the RCMP Long Service and Good Conduct Medal.